Crosstalk Online Radio, episode number 39. Today, my friends, we're talking how to get blessed by setting goals.
We know you love your church and ministry, but you care more about people coming to your ministry looking for answers. Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to Crosstalk Online Radio with Jason Sism. This podcast is where faith becomes life by equipping you for success in your family, ministry, and life. In this popular show, you come to get the tools you need to transform lives and reach your community for Christ. So come along, be refreshed, and draw near to the heart of God. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And succeeding in our family ministries in life is exactly what I aim to do each and every week here at Crosstalk. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. My name is Jason Sism. So glad that you are here. Well, I also want to say welcome to 2016. This is the first episode of the new year. And what better way than to kick off this episode in this new year by talking about goals. You know, this is what drives people in the new year. And, you know, we also tend to make resolutions. And by the time February rolls around, we have neglected those resolutions. So how do we stay motivated? Well, in today's episode, we're going to be doing things just a little bit different. And I want to walk you through the spiritual blessings that God has given us while we stay focused on our goals for 2016 and how to accomplish them. I also have some really exciting news I want to share with you regarding this podcast and how things are going to change. All of this and more is right now. Well, my friends, welcome to the show. And if this is your very first time here to Crosstalk Online Radio, I say a very, very big welcome. This podcast is designed to help you find your voice, succeed in life, and stay motivated with clarity. And I don't think there is any better place to be than right here getting the tools that you need so that you can succeed. Before we get any further, let's get into our goal-setting topic here, and this is what I am calling a brand new segment called the Crosstalk Segment. That's right, this is the brand new segment. You probably recognize the music right away. Well, this is what I have done for what I have called in the past the Leadership Corner. And yes, I'm still going to be giving you leadership principles, but everything I do when it comes to focusing on leadership principles and focusing on everyday Christian living, I am going to still be spinning everything in the realm of spirituality. And so this is why I'm calling it the Crosstalk Segment, because I think it's a fitting name. Name of the podcast is Crosstalk Podcast, so the segment, spiritual segment, should be called the Crosstalk Segment. Well, anyway, today I want to talk about God's blessings in the midst of our goal setting. And, you know, we, in the beginning of every year, we set goals. And when we set these goals, we have high expectations that we're actually going to see these goals come to pass. We're going to see these goals go the extra mile, and we are really excited. We're gung-ho, and we maybe accomplish the first 4 weeks. Maybe you get 8 weeks out of it. Maybe you go as far as you complete a first quarter on your goals. Well, the thing is, most people don't. The average person who sets a goal or a resolution, I'm actually going to use the term resolution right now, because a resolution is something that you choose you want to do rather than choosing something you're willing to do. And a resolution is something I'm going to completely change how I'm doing things. Well, most people don't take the time to actually write down what their goals are. And however, it's important to be setting goals, but if you're just setting goals to have a resolution, you're missing the purpose that can very much strengthen how goals are. And I use Evernote when I am putting my goals together. I use Evernote, and I currently have, I'm not quite done yet, but I currently have 9 major goals that I want to do in 2016. One is I want to lose at least 25 pounds by June 1st. Now, some of you who are exercise enthusiasts, you're thinking, wow, that's, you could do that in a couple of months. Well, because I'm so busy, and I know I'm making excuses, but because I'm so busy with a new family, with what I do at the church, what I do here at jbsism.com, I want to give myself until June 1st. You know, that way it's a goal, it's a deadline, and that's the goal with goals, is you want to set a deadline, a hard, fast deadline that you're aiming for. And so I said that I wanted to lose 25 pounds and get back down to under 200 pounds. And I said the key motivation for this was, one, my overall health. And I actually just had a conversation with my doctor, and he said that my cholesterol levels were up, and I needed to get them down into a manageable level. So my goal is my overall health, to bring my cholesterol levels down, to be a little bit more fit, lose a little bit extra poundage, and then also so that I can sleep better at night. And sometimes that little bit of extra weight kind of gets in the way. So I'm not saying I'm a big guy, but I also want to be realistic, and I want to take control of my health. And so I wrote down some specific actions that I need to do in order to lose that weight. And so when you're setting a goal, what you want to do is you want to write out just the overall title of what your goal is. This is what I'm going to do. So lose 25 pounds by June 1st. And then what I do is I create another note in Evernote, and I actually write out what my key motivations are. So why is the goal important? So 3 to 5 of these motivations, use a bullet point list. And in this list, you want to just write them out, short sentences. So I just wrote overall health, bring cholesterol down, become fit, help control sleep. And then you write out your next actions. What is the next action you want to do, and why is it specific? Don't get bogged down in the excessive planning. So just write a few of these checkoff items that you want to do. And then you can always add to this later. This is just kind of the 10,000 foot view of what you want to do. Like, don't write your daily goals down, but write your overall goals. And that's what I did here. So I said, well, one, got to join a gym, work out at least 3 days a week, cut out a lot of the fast foods, and make more and better healthy choices when it comes to my eating. And so the goal is you want to begin writing down and checking off some next actions. And then you want to have a progress report. How are you doing? So write the date, use it as a journal, and kind of write some random measurement or milestones or random notes. Indicate the date. Write down these key milestones so that it helps you stay motivated. And the goal is you want to review these on a daily basis. And that's the thing with goals. You want to review these. Maybe daily is a little too much. You want to at least view them on a weekly basis. How are you doing? And then you just write a little note. How are you doing? Have you made any progress? Have you done anything to help spur your goals on? One of my goals is also to get my email list up to 1,000 email subscribers. And that's a really big goal. But I think I can do it. It's going to take a lot of work. But if I get 1,000 email subscribers on my list and I put out a good product and people buy the product, it's actually going to help me support the production of this podcast, going to help me support the website, and it's also going to help put some more food on my table. And that's really the whole goal of what I'm doing here, is to put a little bit more food on the table. So when you have these goals, you want to keep in mind what you are planning. And setting goals are so vitally important because it helps keep us moving forward. Setting goals helps us keep our mind focused. And what happens is when we set these goals, God blesses us. Our goals help us call upon the blessings of the Lord. And so I believe when we are focused and we're keeping things at the forefront of our mind and we're saying, this is what I'm planning to do, and you give it up to God and you say, okay, God, I need the strength. I need the tenacity to keep moving forward. I need these goals because they're going to help me become a better husband, a better father. They're going to help me become a better business owner. They're going to help me become a better pastor. They're going to help me live life to the full so that I can serve you and serve your kingdom. And if that's how you wrap your goals up, the God of the universe is going to look kindly upon you and he's going to bless you daily. And so what we want to do is set our goals, give them to God. Because when we learn to discover, the goals or the blessings of God, let me put it that way. When we learn to discover the blessings of God, we can use these blessings then to bless other people. And so, like one of my goals, if I want to get 1,000 subscribers, I know that 1,000 subscribers will give me more money so that I can bless people. And so that I'm able to produce better content and put better content out there to bless even more people. And that's my goal. So when we learn to discover how we can use God's blessings in other people's lives, we are going to completely alter and change not only our lives, but we're going to bless the world because of our gift. And so we have to look for God's blessings in each day. And I believe goals help us call upon the blessings of the Lord. And when we can do that, when we can call upon the Lord and say, I would love your help in this, Lord, because I believe everything that I'm doing here is going to further your kingdom. When we can think about that, when we can put our mind towards that, there's no telling how far God's blessings are going to go. He could bless us fivefold, tenfold, 100-fold. And when we see that kind of blessing being poured out in our lives, we can in turn turn around and pour that very same blessing into other people's lives. And when you do that, you will completely and totally change the world. Well, my friends, this is where I come to the tip of the week. This is one of the things that I want to change in this podcast is give you a weekly tip. Well, this tip this week comes in the form of an app. And I made the promise a few months ago that I would review an app. And I want to tell you about this app because I believe it's going to help take your writing to the next level. Well, the name of the app is called Desk PM, and you can find it at desk.pm. Now, this app is my number one go-to app for blog writing. I think this is a fantastic app. I actually prefer this app over Scrivener, and if you're a writer and you like to write a lot, you probably already have the Scrivener app. If you don't, I encourage you to buy the app. It's inexpensive, $60, I believe. So buy Scrivener. But I found that Scrivener was almost too much, too powerful of an app for blog writing. So I wanted something that was low cost. I wanted something that was kind of no frills, something that was simple and easy to use, and something that I could actually use to publish to my website. And so what I did is I bought an app, or actually heard about an app called DeskPM. Actually heard about it through Michael Hyatt's Twitter account. He had made comment of DeskPM, and he was asking people if it was any good. And so I decided, well, I wonder if it's any good. So I took a chance, bought the app, and it was $19.99 for the app. So it's no frills, really kind of an app. When you open it up, there is a blank screen. There is no file menu. There is no font menus. There is no typeface menus. And you can turn all those features on if you want, but it comes preloaded without it. And it comes preloaded with the ability to write in multi-markdown. Now, multi-markdown is a style of coding that I use when it comes to writing my posts. That way I can focus mostly on my writing, and I don't have to focus on actually formatting. So I don't have to worry about the headers. I don't have to worry about the bullet points or the italics or the bolds. And so what I do is I write in multi-markdown. So if I want to write a header, so you'll see on this post, in today's episode, that was one of the headers I wrote. I do 2 pound signs, a space, and then I type out the header. If you want a bullet point, you do an asterisk, a space, and then you write out your bullet point. And then it automatically fills in the asterisks. And then the great thing is, if you want to do a link, all you do is put the word you want to use. So in this case, I wrote desk-pm, and I put that inside of brackets. And then next to the brackets, I put in the website in parentheses. So brackets and then parentheses with the website. And that creates a clickable link. It's actually really fascinating. If you want to italics anything, all you do is you do a single asterisk, write your sentence, and then another asterisk. So no spaces between the words and the asterisks, just asterisk, write your sentence, asterisk, and that's italics. And it works brilliant. It is a one of the best ways I have found to write. And so I love the fact that this app actually allows me to write multi-markdown. The other great thing about it is it allows me to post to my website or post directly to my blog from the app. And I couldn't be happier, because this allows me to skip the step of logging into my website and copying and pasting and checking the formatting. I can just, with a click of a button, I can take a look at all of the formatting, make sure all the formatting is looking good, and it does look good. I'm actually looking at it right now because I'm using the app right now to do this podcast. So all the bullets are working great, the italics are working, the bold is working, the it looks really, really good. And so I can then take this and post directly to the website. I can schedule it, and so it'll come out whenever I want to schedule it to. And I can always check that later in the website. I can put in all of my pictures. I can do everything that I want. And it is absolutely fantastic. One of the best apps that I have ever used. So if you want to take your blogging to the next level, I encourage you to go to desk.pm. It's $20 for the full app. So DeskPM. And so DeskPM is the one you want. They have a couple others. They have a note-taking one and a multi-markdown one. However, DeskPM is the one that includes everything together. So if you want a tight app that is easy to post to your website, that's easy when it comes to writing your material, DeskPM is the app you want to do. Now, I don't get any commission for advertising this. I just encourage you to buy the app, download it, because it will take your writing, your blogging, to the next level. All right, my friends, and now we come to the feature presentation. Well, in today's feature presentation, I want to talk to you about something new, something used, and something totally awesome. And I know that's kind of a mystery, like, what is he really going on about? What is this all about? Well, I want to talk to you about a change that is coming to Crosstalk Podcast. Now, Crosstalk Podcast, we have now been at this for 39 episodes. So, give yourself a round of applause for that one, for sticking with me for 39 episodes. And I can't wait till we do a whole nother 39 episodes. And do even more than that. Well, the goal with this podcast was to help pastors and leaders take their ministries and churches to the next level. Well, as my website has grown and as the website has morphed, and the feedback that I'm getting from people who come to my website is they're not just wanting to take their churches to the next level. They're really wanting to find their voice and get their voice out there. And I've had a lot of people really start asking me, well, Jason, how do you do a podcast? How do you blog? What's the secret sauce? You know, how do I take my blogging to the next level? How do I even start one? And so as I began answering a lot of these questions, I realized that I was entering into a whole new realm, a whole new level of expertise. And a lot of people were asking me how to take everything to the next level. So I decided, you know, it's really about that time to start making a change. And so I wanted to go from kind of a generic Crosstalk Podcast name. And this is why I kind of started that new segment called Crosstalk, because of this change that I'm going to be making. And the goal that I have is to help people find their voice and succeed in life. Find your voice, succeed in life, stay motivated with clarity. That's my number one goal. That's my number one thing that drives me. And as I had mentioned earlier in today's episode, that my goal is to help frustrated and overwhelmed leaders and writers stay motivated with clarity and tools. They need to find their voice and succeed. And that's kind of a working avatar process statement that I've been thinking about, and let me know what you think of that. I would love to hear your thoughts. So what I've decided to do when it comes to this podcast is I'm going to be changing the name of the podcast. The podcast is no longer going to be called Crosstalk Podcast. And so starting with episode 50, and I figured 50 was a nice even number. It gives me about 10 episodes after this one to get some things in order. But starting with episode 50, this podcast is going to be known as the JB Sism Show. Pretty cool, right? And I figure, why not brand it with jbsism.com? So the name of the podcast on episode 50 is going to be known as the JB Sism Show, starring me. I mean, what better podcast could you have than a podcast that has your name on it and you're the one who's hosting it? And so I figure the JB Sism Show kind of really identifies with me, and it lets people know that this is Jason Sism's show, and this is also tied to jbsism.com. And so I really thought long and hard about this. Now, one thing that I am going to be trying to do, and I started it and I kind of failed at it, not failed, I just kind of stopped doing it, is recording kind of a weekly devotional podcast, and we'll see how well that goes. And that was called A Devoted Life. And that actually had some really good success going for it. But on top of that, the JV Sism show is going to be the same format that you've always had. You're still going to have the Leader's Corner, which is now called Crosstalk. You're still going to have the Tip of the Week, and you're still going to have a feature presentation. And so everything is, for the most part, going to be remaining the same, but the name is changing. So this comes to mind because you're probably already asking this question. Well, golly, do I have to resubscribe in iTunes? Well, the answer, my friend, is simply no. You don't have to resubscribe. All you have to know is that the name of the show is going to be changing. So you don't have to resubscribe because I'm using a service right now that may or may not end up changing, but I'm using a service right now that I can control everything that is being sent to iTunes. So I can completely change the host name, I can change the show name, I can change the artwork, everything. And so that means in episode 50, it's going to be known as the JB Sism Show, and you're going to see that reflected in iTunes. So my desire in doing this is to help leaders and writers find clarity and tools to find their voice and succeed in life. And the best way to do that is to not only change the name of the podcast, but also a new website. So the something new is the website. And this I am really excited about. And hopefully by episode 50, I will have the new website up. So when I launch episode 50 of the JB Sism Show, and when that goes live, the new website should be going live at about the same time. And then I'm also going to have a blog post on there kind of telling you some of the new things that are going to be coming. So I'm, in a sense, kind of rebranding everything that I've done. And I really am wanting to take things to the next level and help you take your life, your ministry, your business to the next level. And so, with all of that said, I'm pretty excited. We're going to have a new podcast name. Same podcast, reworked a little bit, new name. Going to have a brand new website. And super excited about that. And on top of that, I'm working on a super secret thing. Now, you may be wondering, well, okay, how much more exciting can this get? We got a new podcast name. We got a new website. Well, I have really been thinking long and hard about this because I've had a lot of people ask about this. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this. But personally, I would love to have an ebook publishing course available for purchase on jbsism.com by the end of the year. Now, by show of hands, now I really can't see your hands, so don't give me your hands. But how many of you who are listening to this right now would be interested in taking a course like this? Would you be interested in taking an ebook publishing course? How to take your idea, your thought, get it into an outline form, write the ebook, and publish it on Amazon.com in the form of a Kindle book. Would you be interested in taking a course that helps you get published in a very, very short amount of time? If you are very interested in this, go to jbsism.com/contact and send me a note that says, yes, I would be interested in a publishing course, an ebook publishing course. And I've not written it. I don't have the course together. But I very much would love your input. I would very much love to see your support in this. So if you are interested in getting an ebook published, and you even want to have a book published by the time January 1st, 2017 rolls around, send me a note. jbsism.com/contact. jbsism.com/contact. Send me your idea. What would you like to see in it? What fears do you have when it comes to ebook publishing or publishing in general? Do you worry about the money it's going to cost to publish a book? Or are you really excited about it? I've published a couple books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they've done fairly well. Right now, my new ebook, Grace, What's So Amazing About It, is it's kind of hovering right around the number 1,000 mark in the Amazon bestseller rank in the spirituality devotional section. You know, not too bad. I've seen it do better. I was pushing 100 at one point. And I know what it takes to get a good book out there. I know what it takes to make it look good. And I would love to help you do that. So if you are interested in taking a course like this, let me know. You know, again, let me know your fears. Let me know your thoughts on it. What would you like to see in a course like this? What kind of questions do you have? I'm just wanting to kind of open up and start the conversation about this because I think it's really exciting. And I know when I was maybe at your stage, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know that I could put something out there for the world to see that is really easy to navigate. I had to do a lot of self-navigation because the teaching at the time wasn't out on the internet like it is today. And so I want to help you get there. I want to help you publish your book in an easy format. And so if you want some help in this, I'm the guy to help you. So send me your thoughts. Send me your questions. Send me your fears and your hopes and your desires. And I will build a course around what you tell me. I won't build it out of what I think you want to hear. I will build it out of what you think you want to hear. So let me know. And I would very, very much like by the end of the year to have this out so that you can start putting together your very own ebook. So anyway, I hope that you're encouraged. I wanted to start this year off right. I wanted to kind of give you an overall lay of the land. I wanted to give you an idea of what I'm thinking for this coming year. I want to tell you what I am doing for this coming year, but I also wanted to help you understand that goals are something that we need to set and we need to strive to make those goals happen. And when we strive to make goals happen in our lives, there is no telling the blessings that God can pour out in our lives. So I very much thank you for sticking this one out with me because I know I had talked a lot about kind of what's coming next. But I hope you're excited. So episode 50, the Crosstalk podcast name is going to be changed to the JB Sism Show. And hopefully in the next couple weeks, I will be getting artwork out on the website for you guys to vote on, artwork A or B. You know, let me know what you like because that's the artwork that's going to be going live on iTunes. So anyway, with that being said, let's get some outro music playing. Well, my friends, I really do thank you so much for stopping by today's podcast episode. And you can find the full copy of today's show notes on the website. Just go to jbsism.com/039 and you can read the show notes there and click all the links to go to wherever you need to go. Also, if you could help me out, that would be great. If you could head over to iTunes and rate this show in the Apple iTunes app, that will let other people know about the show and help us get a little bit higher rankings in the iTunes app. Also, my question is, would you be willing to support the production of the show? You can support the show as little as a dollar an episode or a simple one-time gift. Just go to jasonsism.com/support. jasonsism.com/support. And I really do thank you for the support that I do have on the show. It's not free to do these podcasts, so I would very much greatly appreciate that. But also tell somebody about the show because of the great content that's here. That's all I ask. Just email the link to a friend. Email this link to a friend and let them find out how they can get their voice be heard. Well, my friends, I want you to succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. And the best way to do that is to stay motivated with clarity. Well, my name is Jason Sism. This has been Crosstalk Online Radio. I'll see you next week.